Your relationship will fall apart because of this. You know when you pretend to be asleep so your partner doesn't even think about touching you? Or when you keep on cleaning the house till it's very late to make sure that your partner is asleep before you come to bed? Does this sound familiar? And in our everyday life, it's easy for intimacy to slip down the priority list. We are caught up in daily responsibilities, and suddenly, what used to be a pleasurable moment, a moment of connection, feels more like another task. Sex becomes a chore. And of course, then we try to avoid it or at least postpone it. Does this sound familiar? But you know that sexless relationships fall apart. And here's Maria's story. Maria is a smart, full of warmth, beautiful woman, yet she found herself in a place where intimacy felt more like an obligation rather than something for her enjoyment. She said, "I'm tired of just going through the motions and sex. I want to find the joy and excitement again." So she kept on finding ways to avoid intimacy. Her partner kept on sulking. This happened to so many couples. Until he started to drift away and not even ask her for sex anymore, or even a cuddle. He gave up. Maria is a smart woman, and so she realized the danger of when couples tell me that we stopped arguing ages ago. I see it as a danger sign because they probably gave up on ever getting intimacy and deep connection with their partner. Maria and I worked together. We navigated through a mix of raw emotions from anger and shame to joy and connection, and uncovering her hidden desires. It was really about facing her fears and past intimacy traumas, finding her desire switch, and learning how to create a space where she felt safe to express what she truly wanted. Here's the thing. The lack of physical intimacy very often is a relationship breaker. Partners might argue about the socks on the floor or bad communication, but usually it all comes down to lack of intimacy. Physical intimacy is such a vital part of the connection between partners. When it starts to wane, the whole foundation starts to crumble. You become more like flatmates. So many people tell me, we're flatmates, we're not intimate partners anymore. Maria realized, and I see it time and time again, that waiting isn't an option if you want to keep your relationship thriving and joyful. Focusing on reigniting that physical intimacy is crucial. It's about making time. It's about being present and rediscovering each other in ways that maybe you haven't done in years. Are you making time for intimacy? Maria had her breakthrough. She realized that true sexual fulfillment comes from her understanding herself, from reconnecting to her body. And then she could invite her partner into the deep intimacy with her that was fulfilling for her. She had to find her desire switch first. And then she had to learn how to express her desires. So please don't wait to address the lack of intimacy in your relationship. It's essential for your happiness and the strength of your bond with your partner. But also stop having joyless sex, right? Sex as an obligation is not good for relationship as well, yeah? So you need to discover a way to enjoy it. Find that fire within. I know it's possible for you. I know it's right there within you. And you're feeling disconnected. Now is the time to act, to rekindle that spark and bring joy back into your connection. Unless, of course, you don't really want to be with your partner, then the kind and honest thing to do is to actually leave the relationship. I'm here to help. Tarisha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Radiant Woman Podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Please leave a review and subscribe. And visit us at www.radiantwoman.co.nz to discover your unique path to becoming a sexually empowered, radiant woman. And remember, you are radiant. You are lovable. You are so much more than enough.